Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason, thank you for engineering. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
It's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely. And, you know, as... I let you know via email a week ago on 3 days before the broadcast on Independence Day. Sent you an email. I don't think you got it, though, that we would be running a rebroadcast due to everyone at GCN needing to take the holiday, Independence Day, our favorite national holiday off. So, how is Dr. Sheely?
Excellent.
Well, that is great. No, Dr. Sheely, it has been really warm here at the farm. Has it been warm where you are, too? I mean, especially warm? Extra especially warm?
I'm supposed to say
maybe you didn't hear me, Dr. Sheely. Yeah. Has it been very warm at your location? You might be having trouble hearing me. Has it been warm at your farm?
Oh, well, you know, I grew up in South Carolina, so it's a lot warmer in South Carolina than Missouri. So you get accustomed to it.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, our garden and our fruit trees and our nut trees, we have a small orchard that we planted many years ago, and our trees have been struggling. I mean, literally struggling. And I did an experiment. I took some 5-gallon buckets. And I drilled a very small hole, one small hole about the diameter of a number 2 pencil lead in the center of the bottom of each one. And I placed it near where the root ball is at each one of these trees. And I would fill them with water 3, 4, 5 times a day. And the ones that got the water recovered. You know, the leaves were falling off. They were turning yellow. They just couldn't take the heat without, you know, enough water. The ones that got enough water were doing well. So then I decided that I know what I need to do. I need to water all of them in rotation as quickly as I could. So I've got about 13 buckets out there watering these trees many times a day, and they are recovering and they're doing okay. But I did one experiment with one tree. Had two chestnut, actually they're more like chestnut bushes. And I watered one of them and not the other one. And the one that I didn't water was really, really struggling and almost died on us. So what we did was, you know, we watered it, and it's coming back. But this heat has been the heat and the, actually I guess it's the sun's rays and the lack of rain, has been really hard on our garden and our trees. And are you seeing the same thing? More water than ever before is necessary?
Slow. The best to say can't do is slow. But it's
right.
Okay.
That's what we're having to do. Yeah, we're having to drip, 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 you know, right. One drop at a time, the water at the root ball. and the bottom of the bucket, the bottom of the 5-gallon bucket, covers the ground where it drips, and what happens is it keeps that water from evaporating. I have a feeling that if I dripped it, you know, from 3 feet up, that water would evaporate by the sun. But this, the bottom of the bucket prevents the sun's rays from evaporating the water. And it's, so we're using the minimum amount of water to get the maximum amount of job done. But each tree is getting a minimum of 15 gallons of water a day, each tree.
Wow.
Which is an enormous amount of water.
Got,
yeah. We've got about 20, in the mid-20s, so we'll say 25 trees. And so each one of them gets a minimum of 15 gallons a day, which is an enormous amount of water. Some of them get 25 gallons a day when we fill that bucket 5 times. But that's what has been necessary to keep our trees from not surviving. And then the garden, that's something else. That gets watered early in the morning, and it gets watered early in the afternoon when the sun's starting to go down. That, and our pepper plants are pitiful, absolutely pitiful. Our tomatoes are just starting. Some of our tomatoes are just starting to show tomatoes that are the size of peas. Is that what you're seeing, or are you doing better than that? Yeah. So, Dr. Shealy, the reason I'm mentioning this in detail is because I think that's what people are going to need to do. I don't think that with the drought that we have in the West Coast, in the Southwest, and us trying to farm lettuce and vegetables in the desert, using the water from the Colorado River, which is almost out of water. It's not sustainable. We can't continue with this insanity. So it looks to me like people are going to have to grow their own food as much as they can in their own gardens, period. I think that's what we're going to have to do. And I don't think we're going to be able to rely on the food industry to provide food. So I think the days are just about over for going to the store and buying what you want. Right now we're finding shortages in lots of things, and those days of just, hey, let's go to the store and get one, I think that's over. Your thoughts, Dr. Shealy?
Well, my thought is the government is interfering again. I think it's a natural thing in for 50 or 60 years, the government has been tampering with the climate, and I don't like it, but it is what it is.
Okay, so here at the farm, I've noticed, I've reported this, that I have not seen chemtrails for about a month, actually over a month now. And during that period, after they stopped flying, the weather started getting hotter, 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 to the point where I've written them down. I've got the numbers in the garage. During the first break that we have, I'll go get these numbers. I literally took a non-contact thermometer and measured the temperature of our garage door. Our garage door is, we have a steel door. It's about 2 inches thick, and it's painted kind of a tan color. So it's not dark. It's a light, light color. And it was a light gray, but the sun has turned our garage doors into tan color. I mean, it's bleached. And so I measured the temperature of our garage doors. I've measured the temperature of the stone side of the house. I've measured the temperature of a plastic 55-gallon drum, a tire on a tractor in the driveway, and the roof. And when I report these numbers, you probably will say, wow, those numbers are higher than you would expect. And I'll give you those exact numbers after the first break. But what we're finding, class, is that if you park your car in the sun, the temperature of the inside of the roof of your car is so hot that is causing the foam lining of the headliner. So you have the inside roof of the car, the steel roof, which is well over 100 degrees. Probably more like 140, 150 degrees, literally. I'm not exaggerating. Depending on the color of your car. The foam that is glued to the inside roof of your car can't take the heat, and it disintegrates. And attached to the part that you see is called the headliner, and that's the fabric that is on the inside of your car that you look up and see. Just on the other side of that headliner is this foam insulation and padding, and then there's the roof. The roof is so hot, it's causing the foam rubber padding to disintegrate, and the roof headliners are falling down. Seriously, I'm not exaggerating. It's so hot under the hood of cars that the cooling system parts, the plastic parts, and the rubber hoses are failing. They're breaking. No kidding. So it's serious. And is there any way out? Since they stopped spraying the temperatures at chemtrails, the temperatures have climbed and climbed and climbed. So, Dr. Sheely, would you say over the last month or so the temperatures have gotten hotter and hotter?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and that's when the chemtrails stopped being sprayed. So it took about a week for the temperatures to start climbing, and here we are. It's right now we're generating record amounts of electricity because the sun is really bright. I was outside this morning taking care of the chickens. They are hot in their houses. They know what time they want to go to bed, and they want to hide in the woods. We have free range chickens. We let them loose. We let the chickens loose during the day, and at night they want to go back in their hen house where it's safe, and they go to sleep on their perches. But we don't want them to go in the hen house at night too early because it's too hot for them. They'll suffocate and die. So they want to stay in the woods until dark, which is close to 9 o'clock now. And that's very unusual. Normally they want to go to bed at 5 o'clock. So they can't take it either. So the trees can't take it. The chickens can't take it. One of our chickens died from heat exhaustion. Just didn't make it. That was just... And it's not just us. And there's another component to that, Dr. Sheely. I wanted to buy some more chickens. And I ordered them. And the guy said, okay, we'll do it on Friday. Give me a call Friday morning. I called him on Friday morning. And he said, can't do it. Can't do it. I don't have any more. He said that his supplier of chickens, this guy sells chickens for a living. He said his supplier can't deliver chickens. He's only getting one quarter the amount, one fourth of the supply of chickens that he normally gets. And he has more orders than he can fill. And so these are chickens that are about 7 months old, 8 months, 9 months, 10 months old. The idea is he raises them up from chicks, hatches them, and buys some, and he can't get enough to sell. Two things are happening in this dynamic. One is that the demand for live chickens for people to raise their own eggs is high, and the supply is low. And you might have read that in the United States of America, the government is forcing farmers to kill their chickens. One chicken gets some kind of a disease, and they kill thousands of chickens as a result. So as put all this together, chickens have gone up at least 50% in price in 1 year, if you can get them. That's where we are. I'll give you those numbers about the heat when we come back. Dr. Norm Sheely is with us. You can give us a call. 866-582-9933.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you'd like to call in and ask Dr. Sheila your medical questions, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. One more time. 866-582-9933. So I went out to the garage, and I wrote these numbers down yesterday. This is about 5 o'clock in the afternoon when I took these measurements with a non-contact thermometer. So this thing looks like a taser pistol, and it has a little trigger and it has a display. So you point it, and it will read a temperature remotely. And so I aimed this non-contact thermometer. You can buy them on the Internet. You can buy them on eBay. You can buy them at the Chinese factory tool outlet, Harbor Freight Tools. They're about $20, 20. And it will read in a display in Fahrenheit and Celsius. So I have it set to Fahrenheit. That's what we use in the United States of America. And so I aimed it at a trailer tire. So we have an old hay wagon built in 1941 and has 16-inch tires. And they were exposed to the sun 138 degrees. 138 degrees. Dr. Sheely, if you put your hand on something that's 138 degrees, would you burn your hand? Very unpleasant. Okay, 138 degrees. We have a house that's made out of white limestone. Limestone, believe it or not, it sounds like it's soft. It's not. It's very hard. And the stones are 6, 8, 10 inches. It's broken stone, so each one is unique. It's not like bricks. And so it's kind of a light gray color, and the mortar is white. So it's a light gray colored house, and the stone is thick. The temperature of the stone facing the sun yesterday at 5 o'clock was 129 degrees. Okay, those are the two lowest temperatures. There was a black barrel, plastic barrel, on our garage, right outside the garage door, and it measured 180 degrees, 180. The garage door that I was telling you about, I went to open the garage door, and I couldn't touch it. It was so hot, I couldn't touch it. And that's what prompted me to get this non-contact thermometer out. 166 degrees. A garage door. A steel-skinned garage door. Now, this garage door is 2 inches thick. It's made by a company called Clopay, C-L-O-P-A-Y. I believe that's how they spell it. And it has foam insulation on the inside. So the inside isn't as warm. The inside steel skin is not as warm as the outside. 166 degrees. It's so hot you can't touch it to open it. The roof I measured, it's called weathered wood. It's kind of a brownish, tannish color, 178 degrees. Now, if you think about this, class, if you have a house that has an attic, how hot would it be in the attic if it's about 100 degrees outside ambient temperature and the roof is 178 degrees? It would be unbearable, right? So some people have their air conditioning ductwork in the attic. The attic would be unbearable. You'd just would take your breath away just going into an attic when the roof is 178 degrees. We are using energy like crazy to cool our houses. The designs are beyond stupid. Putting the ductwork to heat your house in the attic in the wintertime is crazy because the attic is freezing cold. To cool your house with the same ductwork in the summer when the temperatures are probably around 140 degrees, and you're trying to blow cold air through an attic that's 140 degrees, is crazy. I mean, these are really stupid designs, and these are common. So if you have a two-story colonial-style house or a single-style ranch house, your ductwork might, and you don't have a basement, your ductwork is going to be in the attic. That's almost guaranteed. It makes no sense, but that's what we do. So we're experiencing an energy crisis. We're going to experience, in my opinion, blackouts, brownouts, rolling blackouts, rolling brownouts to protect the grid. And when would that be? On the very hottest of the hot days, when you need air conditioning the most. That's where we're headed.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will host an event today marking the passage of the most significant federal gun legislation in nearly 30 years and calling on Congress to do more to reduce firearm violence that will only hinder law-abiding Americans. President Biden on Sunday encouraged Americans to keep protesting the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe, as a large number of Americans approve of states making abortion laws in an effort to save the lives of babies. Biden is ready to make the issue a public health emergency, again relying on executive order.
Keep protesting, because keep making your point. It's critically important. We can do a lot of things to accommodate the rights of women. In the meantime, but fundamentally, the only thing that's going to change this is if we have a national law.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Texas House Investigating Committee's preliminary report on the massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, is expected to be released within the next 10 days. The chairman of the committee, Representative Dustin Burroughs, is pushing for the report to include the critical 77 minutes of hallway surveillance video. President Biden is overreaching with his executive order on abortion, but he won't protect the Supreme Court justices that made the ruling against Roe. South Carolina Representative Republican Ralph Norman on Newsmax weighs in.
This administration under Joe Biden is out of touch with reality. On the abortion issue, this is states' rights versus federalism. And for him to do this, along with everything else, I mean, why isn't he protecting the Supreme Court justices that made the ruling? Now, why is he letting them run Judge Kavanaugh out of a restaurant, I understand, this past week? I mean, it makes no sense. He's overreaching. He's out of touch. And the midterms could not come quick enough for us to bind this man or at least slow him down on what he's doing to this country, which is unexcusable. And he's not going to condemn the actions because I think that his left, socialist left, that's controlling him and the cabal that's running this country is not letting him. And people know that he's not really running the country. He's taking his orders from a far left group.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go
to the
feed
for 2 seconds, dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Shuley's with us, and the reason I delineated the conditions and the temperatures is to put to quantify the type of heat we're experiencing here in Missouri. And I looked at the map, Dr. Shuley, in class, and this they say there's a heat dome. Well, there's no question it's hot. They say this heat dome covers a great portion of the country. And the bullseye of this heat dome is right over our, Missouri. And so it's extremely hot. The animals can't take it. I can't take it. I mean, I'm not getting as much done because it's so hot. I'm moving a little slower than I normally move. And the term that I remember when I was growing up, Dr. Shuler, is heat prostration, heat exhaustion. Can you tell us what that is and maybe why it happens?
Well, I think it's an individual thing. You know, some people tolerate more. This summer, I spend 1 hour in the sun. I'm accustomed to spending 2 or 3 hours a day in the sun, but I feel, well, I'm unpleasant after an hour. And so I go in the house.
Yeah. Well, same thing's happening to me, except I have one quarter your endurance, 15 minutes, and I'm cooked. Dr. Shuler, I don't think if you saw me, you would recognize me, not because of you, but because of how dark I am. My face is dark. My neck is dark. My arms are dark. I am tan. I am really, really tan. I am like what people used to go to the beach to get. You know, they would spend a month at the beach to do what I do, just working here on the farm. And so the question I have about that is D3. So D3 is the sunshine vitamin, right? Do we need as much D3 if we are being cooked as I have been cooked in the sun? As much vitamin D3 as we used to take, you know, 50,000 units once a week, typically for, you know, most adults. Do we need that much now that we're out in the sun being baked, roasted, and cooked?
I think you tolerate individuality. You know, some people tolerate more than others, but ordinarily I would spend 3 hours, 4 hours in the sun, and just an hour for tolerate. Now, I just unplug it after an hour.
Yeah, there's no question. Dr. Shuler, I just want to let you know I'm looking at the screen, and I'm seeing a delay of about 1.4 seconds. So between me and Genesis Communications Network, there's a 1.4 second delay. And then there's an additional delay on top of that between Genesis and you. So I just want to let you know that if we step on each other verbally or vocally with the audio, that's why. I'm trying to fix that at my end by reconnecting. Dr. Shuler, here's a kind of a question that I don't understand. I don't understand the answer to. So there was a shooting in Texas, at Uvalde, Texas. The Robb Elementary School, 19 children were shot, 2 adults were shot. And so as a result, they say that children have experienced trauma, and they are going to bulldoze this school down, a perfectly good elementary school. They're going to raise that school to the ground, the officials have said. As of a few days ago, well, maybe a week ago or so, on the media, they're going to bulldoze this perfectly good school down because of the trauma that was there. What are your thoughts about, is that necessary? Is it necessary to destroy a perfectly good building because one deranged young man decided to go on a murderous rampage and kill students. Is it necessary to bulldoze that school down or not? I'm talking about the mental outlook, the mental frame that people would be in, that would be teaching in that school, the principal, the secretary, the nurse, the gym teachers, the other teachers, and the students and the parents. Do you think it's necessary to destroy a perfectly good building because there was a murderous rampage there? No, I'm not talking about air conditioning. I'm talking about the murder, the murders that were committed in that school by a deranged young man with a rifle. Just went in and started killing people, almost randomly. What I'm asking is, that being the case, people might have a mindset, gee, this is a terrible building because this terrible thing happened. Let's bulldoze down the building and let's spend $50 million and build a new one. Is that necessary? I think that if I lived there, I'd want to save the money and not destroy a perfectly good building.
I agree. It's a waste.
Okay. Yeah, it is a waste. It's a terrible thing that it happened. As a matter of fact, there were some terrible things that happened in other places in the world in Ukraine. If, you know, they've been shelled by Russia, do the buildings that are still usable, do they tear them down because of the terrible shelling by the Russians, or do they continue using those buildings? I think they're going to continue using the buildings, and that's what I would want to do. Okay, so Dr. Shilley, back to heat exhaustion. What do people do to prevent heat exhaustion and heat prostration? What do we do so that we don't suffer the signs of it, which would be weakness and headaches and fainting and nausea? What do we do to make sure that that doesn't happen? Okay, and do we increase the amount of fluids that you've recommended over the years that we consume half of the body's weight in ounces of water per day? So a person, to just make it real easy, a person that weighs 100 pounds would consume 50 ounces of water a day. In extreme conditions of extreme heat, extreme sun's rays, do we increase that amount of fluid, or do we just stay with the half of our weight in ounces of water?
I would increase comfort.
All right. So we'd increase the number of water, ounces,
right,
of water. What about sugar? What about sugars? Here's an example. People, for as long as I've been alive, people have been drinking soda. And when it's hot and they're outside, and you know, the days when we used to travel more, they would stop, walk up to a soda machine, put some coins in there and buy a soda and drink a bottle or a can of soda. What is your thought about soda as a thirst quencher, a carbonated beverage with sugar and possibly caffeine? I'm talking about a Coke, or Pepsi, or Mountain Dew, or Dr. Pepper. They all have three ingredients in common. One is sugar, one is caffeine, and the third is carbonation. What are your thoughts about a carbonated, sweetened caffeine beverage when we're hot? Should we have one? Is it better than water? Is it worse than water, or what?
Definitely bad.
Okay. Can you tell us why? What is it? The caffeine? Is it the sugar? Is it the carbonation? Is it the combination of all three? What is it?
Well, it damages the pancreas, actually. The tolerance is very... If you are overweight significantly, you handle heat less well. And a bottle of Coke or whatever exasperates the body much worse than any other drink.
Okay, so we're adding, it sounds to me like we're adding insult to injury. The heat is taxing the body, and then we're slamming it with something that's toxic, like the sugar. Now, what about the carbonation, which is really, it's not just air bubbles, it's carbon dioxide, which we're trying to expel from our body. And when we're hot, some people seem to drink that, which it seems to me like it would reduce the amount of oxygen in the blood by drinking carbon dioxide. Is that right? Okay. All right. We've got Greg. Greg Lesher, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I spent quite a bit of time in West Africa, and my first trip there was we were drilling wells in a town called Matam, which is there on the entrance, you know, the eastern side, inland side of Senegal. And everybody, including myself, they said, well, you need a towel. And they handed me a towel, and it didn't take very long to figure out what was going on when we were there. We would have a 5-gallon bucket of water, and we'd have a good hat, and we would dip the towel, completely soak the towel in the 5-gallon bucket of water, put it over our head, soak the hat, put the hat on. That pretty much saved us from getting heat.
You know, Greg, for the very first time, and probably in my life, that I've needed to do two things. One is wear sunglasses the second I'm outside because the sun's so bright. And the other thing is wear a hat.
Do the letters
which
IRS
I've never really
you anxiety?
Had to
I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Sheely.com, NormSheely.com. NormSheely.com. And if you'd like to call his office, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. That's the clinic telephone number in Springfield, Missouri, if you'd like to call for a telephone consultation or an in-person or a telecommunications audio-video type visit with Dr. Sheely, like Zoom or Skype. That's the number to call, 417-351-5221. Greg Lesher's with us. He called in from Utah. Greg, you've had experience with heat. Let me ask you this. I've been talking about the heat for a month now, that it's highly unusual. The solar rays are really, really strong. Is it the same in Utah where you are?
Yes. It was 103 degrees Saturday, and I really did not go out and do any work at all outside because it was just blistering hot and blistering dry. But, one of the team there came from the coastal side, and he was doing the same thing, but not dipping his towel nearly as much. And, we would use full-size towels, and we wouldn't bring them out after we could put them in the five-gallon bucket. We'd put them over our back, and our neck, and head, just soaking and dripping wet. Our shirts were wet. And, just kind of a personal swamp tour, but it seemed to do the job. It was still miserable, but if you've got to be out in this kind of heat, I would suggest doing that, taking a towel, a five-gallon bucket, and a good full brimmed hat. It'll cover, your shoulders, your neck, face, everything.
You're talking about like a hat that if you watch Westerns, the Mexicans would wear this, a large brim hat, right?
Yes, absolutely. Made out of material or something to handle that water.
Well, we are drenched.
Everybody was prepared when I went there, and I wondered why. Well, it's because they're used to that kind of heat out there in the middle of Africa, West Central Africa.
Well, our shirts are soaking wet. You know, when we're working in that heat, our T-shirts are. And you look at the front of our T-shirts, you look at the back of them, they're wet. I mean, they are literally wet. And it's not just me. It's all
That's
of us.
That's right.
We're all soaking wet.
And your sweat glands just can't keep up with that kind of heat, to tell you the truth. So you keep yourself well hydrated and keep your, take a little bit of the strain out of your sweat glands and soak yourself. It really just pay off.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd leave you with that. I'll go ahead. But
guys, Greg, I just wanted to get your comments. I mentioned some temperatures that I measured personally, for sure, with a non-contact thermometer. Our roof is 178 degrees. It's a composition roof. It's a shingle roof. The stone on the side of our house, the side that faces the west, the western sun. So it wasn't in the sun all day. It was only in the sun half of the day. It's 129 degrees. And our garage door, which is a steel garage door painted tan. It's not black. It's painted tan, light tan. 166 degrees. And a trailer tire, an old hay wagon trailer tire, 16-inch tall tire, 138 degrees. Are these numbers that you have experienced before, or these numbers seem high to you?
Yeah, I went actually Saturday to go out there, and I wasn't going to work on my solo project. I went out there and picked up my hammer, and about burnt my hand on it. I literally had to go in
right.
And
that's what I'm
put it under some cold water to find some. So I went out there with gloves.
That's what we're finding.
Yeah.
That's what we're finding. Yeah. If we're working on a vehicle outside and we have a breaker bar, I'm talking about a 25.5-inch long chrome-plated handle breaker bar, steel, and has a socket on one end that you can loosen a lug nut with. If we leave that next to the... If we go outside and, let's say, come in for lunch and leave that breaker bar outside and then come back and to work on the tire... After lunch, like a 15 or 20 minute lunch at the most, that breaker bar is so hot we can't touch it. Exactly what you said.
Yeah,
have to pick it up with leather gloves.
Yeah, not only leather gloves.
And we're talking about
using it for a while. Welding gloves. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, does this all sound reasonable to you that the heat is this hot?
Unreasonable, but it is real.
Yes. Okay, Dr. Shealy and I will be right back. Greg, you're certainly welcome to stay along with us if you'd like, if you have more to contribute. And class, if you'd like to call in and talk to Dr. Shealy about with your medical questions, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Greg had to drop off. 866-582-9933 to speak with Dr. Norm Shealy. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
18.